want to talk a little bit at looking ahead instead of behind us. We're 2 weeks away from the start of the annual Jim Kelly Football Camp. It started way back in 1988, the Jim Kelly Football Camp, and here they go into their 16th season. Joining us live on the line right now is Jim's brother, Dan Kelly. Hello, Danny. Thanks for being on the air with us tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Murph. How are you?
I'm great. Good to talk to you. I want to ask you about the camp, but you were around back. We were talking on the show tonight about unsung heroes of the Bills' 1990s era. And obviously, you know, your brother and his Hall of Fame teammates get a lot of attention. But who would be your vote for the unsung hero of the Bills in the 1990s, Dan?
You know, that's a tough one. There were so many guys. I think Leonard Smith definitely is a good candidate there, as you were mentioning. There were so many good players on that team. A lot of the big names got a lot of the praise, but, you know, you look at guys like Kent Hall and Will Wolford, those guys, yeah. And that line, I think the line was a real key to making that team successful. And just that whole line just didn't get as enough credit as I think they deserved.
Yeah, good point. And your brother, actually, Jill tweeted in that your brother Jim said it would be Daryl Talley and Kent Hull. So I think I would vote for Kent Hull, but it's an interesting topic. Hey, we want to talk to you about the football camp, Dan, but before we get to that, you were here last Thursday with Jim when he spoke to the Bills at practice during the final minicamp practice. I got to tell you, Dan, that was among the most emotional, most moving things that I've seen in a long, long time. That was really cool. You had to feel the same way, I would think.
Yeah, it was. Just getting Jim out of the house, for one, was a big lift for him. Is, you know, he'd been tied up there for a long time, not feeling well, and just trying to get his strength back and to get him over there. He actually, you know, practice was starting around 3:00, and I was at the house at 2:00, and he said, why don't we go over to the stadium now? I said, well, Jim, we're still about an hour away. He goes, no, I want to walk around, see some of the people I haven't seen for a while, and go into the training room and talk to the players and the coaches. And it was a real big boost for Jim. I know, because some days it can be tough, you know.
Sure.
A lot of this battle with the cancer is a mental thing as well, and I think it was a real psychological boost for him.
I'm sure it was. I got to tell you, the looks on the faces of those young players, and these guys are young to guys our age now. You know, you and me, Dan, those are, you know, young. We could have sons that age, but the looks on their faces when a living legend like your brother Jim comes out there and they all know that, you know, what his battle has been like over the last several months, it was priceless. I thought it was among the neatest things I've seen in a long time, and as I said, I was standing next to Mark Kelso, one of Jim's teammates, and I said, boy, if you've got an ounce of blood in your body, you have to feel what's going on here right now. It was just an amazing sight.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, I was standing off to the side while Jim was up there talking. I was just looking around and looking at the faces from these young players. And really, you could just see that they were in awe. And I think that they see that, you know, they've heard these rumors about Jim as him being such a warrior, and he was a tough player, and, you know, that really, that Kelly tough. And I think that they actually got a chance to witness that firsthand there. And I think that I think it'll help those guys knowing that, and I think some of the things that Jim said will really ring through to these
yeah.
guys that, you know, you play as a team, both on and off the field. The closer you guys come, and the closer those players get on and off the field, the more that they'll support each other and help each other out and really start to play as a team, because, you know, it is the ultimate team sport.
I love what he said about how the community sort of wrapped its arm around Jim, during his illness, and that they can almost, you know, if you're here long enough, those players will feel that, I think, at some point during their career.
Oh, I agree 100% with you.
Dan Kelly.
Hey, I just want to make one comment about the camp. This is now our 27th annual football camp.
Oh, man.
It's been a long time. I remember the days back at St. Bonaventure when Leonard Smith was out there coaching these young kids. And, you know, there were players at Jim's football camp that went on to play professional football. So I really look at it as an opportunity for these young kids today to get some great teaching. We've got guys like Sammy Watkins and Steve Tasker and some of those other guys going to be coming out there to participate in camp, and we're expecting a few surprises from some of the current Bills players who said, hey, Dan, we'll be out there. We're there to support Jim. We want to help him any way we can. So we're looking forward to that younger generation player stepping up and working with the kids.
Yeah, I did my math was wrong. 27th year. It started, I guess, with, about 300 or so campers, and now you've got a lot more than that who come every year, right?
Well, we're expecting about 500 kids this year at camp. Every year, the number is between 400 and 500. This year, we have moved our football camp out to Sweet Home High School, which is a phenomenal facility. And as we all know that they're going through some renovation and changes out there at Ralph Wilson Stadium. So we're going to take 1 year off, let them get their construction done. Next year we'll be back there again, but you don't want to miss this year.
Have there been a lot of logistical hurdles to have it at Sweet Home instead of here at the stadium, Dan?
Well, any time that you change your venue and where you're doing this, it's like a starting over procedure for as far as logistics and facilities and things and rain schedules. But we don't anticipate much change from a standpoint of what we're going to be doing on the field. You know, there's a lot of activities and testing and games, flag football games for the younger kids, but a lot of teaching both on and off the field.
What's a typical day like at the Jim Kelly camp, Dan?
Well, we start off, practice begins at 9 a.m., and we break them up into three different groups of Bantams, juniors, and seniors. It's 9 through 11 for the Bantams. Juniors are 12 to 14, and seniors 15 to 18. The younger kids will get two practice sessions each, and as well as flag football games in the morning and the afternoon. They'll also get a chalk talk from one of our celebrity athletes. Same thing with the juniors, but we emphasize a little more detail about the positions. As you get older, there's more specific position playing techniques that are taught. So it's a good day. It's a full day. They get tired. By the end of the week, they're beat.
And I understand there's like a premium this year. Bills game tickets for a preseason game for kids who sign up for their families, right?
Yeah, that's right. If you sign up for camp, you're going to get two tickets to the kids' day game. And that's about $100 value. So just think of the price of the camp as $299. You're really going to get camp at $199, which is a heck of a bargain.
Hey, who were they? Do you know offhand, Dan, who maybe some of the NFL players who went to Jim Kelly's camp? Anybody come to mind?
Let's see. The Gronkowski brothers?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
We have, Walls, who played for the Cowboys.
Okay.
We have, trying to think of some of the other guys off the top of my head.
Yeah, and people come from out of town. I have a friend who from Lexington, Kentucky, who for years brought his son up to the camp. People they're not just Western New Yorkers there, right?
Oh, no, we have kids that come from all over the country. It's a fundamental camp. It's not like going to a Penn State or a Clemson football camp, which is a real high-level camp. This is about teaching kids the fundamentals of football, making sure they have a good grasp of that.
Dan, if people are listening tonight, they're interested in finding out more, where should they go? Do you have a website in mind where they can get more info?
Yeah, you can just go to jimkellyfootballcamp.com or just log on to jimkelly.com and just click on the football camp tab and you can get right there. Or you can call our office at 204-1212.
Dan, thanks for doing this. Our best to Jim. Tell him we're still rooting for him as he continues his recovery. And good luck with the camp this year.
Yeah, and by the way, Jim will be at camp each and every day. He's already told me on several occasions that I'm getting stronger and healthier every day and expect to see me there participating with the kids.
Oh, that's great news. That's great. Give him our best, Dan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dan Kelly, Jim Kelly's brother, talking about the Jim Kelly football camp. You heard it right from Dan. Jim will be there. It starts 2 weeks from today, July 9th, and runs 4 days that week. It's at Sweet Home High School Sports Complex in Amherst because of all the construction here at One Bills Drive this year. And if you need more information, go to jimkelly.com or jimkellyfootballcamp.com to get more information. The Jim Kelly football camp, 2 weeks away.